I was born in Hong Kong and I moved to this country when I was 6 years old with my family. We went from a very tight-knit group and a sense of community, lots of family, lots of friends, to and a very warm, sunny place to a little market town in Herefordshire where we were the only Chinese family. And I think quite isolated, socially isolated, compared to the family life that we'd experienced over in Asia. And I think that had quite a profound impact on all my family members. But that's another story. But what I'm going to talk about today really is that sense of family responsibility, the love between parents and children, our sense of duty. It's very, I mean, it's strong in all families, hopefully, but it's particularly emphasized in Chinese Confucian culture. So I wanted to kind of look at this topic because it reflects very, very much with what I'm currently going through. So mum and dad, they work very hard. The whole family worked very hard in our Chinese takeaway fish and chip shop. And then mum and dad were able to take early retirement and went back to Hong Kong in 1989 with our encouragement. None of us wanted to work in the shop anymore. All my siblings, carried on working in catering. I was the only one that escaped that and became an artist, being the youngest. So I had a chance to try and process and analyze my life and the lives of other British Chinese or other East Asian people in the UK. And I, I've done that through the arts. But I've also obviously reflected on my family experience and the sense of cultural dislocation that we went through, which had a very profound effect, as I say, on all my siblings. So I think now, many, many years later, I think my family's healed now, all the various dysfunctional things we went through. I mean, it's the obvious one was the racism that used to take place in the 70s, and my middle sister used to hide in the toilets, for example. It was that bad. But I don't want to bang on too much about that. I want to focus on, as I say, my relationship with my parents, that sense of Confucian responsibility, especially as somebody who is bi, and somebody who is now currently single. I was in a long-term relationship with somebody for 10 years, and during that period, I wanted to let mum and dad know that although this isn't the kind of relationship they would ideally want for me, that I would still maintain all my Confucian traditions and responsibilities. So I remember my ex and I, we went on a return visit to Hong Kong when mum and dad were over there, and I was very keen to emphasize that we wanted to visit the graves of our ancestors. So we took a ferry trip back to Chernchow Island, where I was born, and we went to the cemetery, and mum and dad took me to all the various gravestones where my grandfather was, my grandmother, my oldest sister who died as a very young child, and we paid our respects. And there's quite a ritual that one does of laying out food offerings, food and fruit offerings, and 3 cups of rice wine, 3 cups of tea, burning incense, burning paper money, because the Chinese regard death as just moving on to the other side, to the other shore, they rather poetically describe it as. A little bit, I suppose it's the equivalent to the idea of the river Styx in Greek mythology. So there is a sense of, you know, you're communing with your ancestors, with your loved ones, and they're just in another parallel universe, I suppose, if you want to kind of bring an interstellar understanding to it. So there's a real sense of being connected to your family, and it's a very beautiful thing. I mean, I'm not at all superstitious. I don't believe in an afterlife, but I thought the ritual was wonderful, and the ritual is really for the living. And my ex and I, we took photographs, I videoed the whole thing, and I really wanted to show Mum and Dad that actually we would be the dutiful children, and rather than, you know, son and daughter-in-law, it's son and son-in-law, but we would carry on in the same way that they would be honoured in the afterlife, and they'd be taken care of. Because, you know, when you burn paper money and you burn other paper offerings, it's to say we'll continue to provide for you materially in the next world, hence the food and the drink. You know, it's all connected to the essentials of life, I suppose. You know, it's not just about love and incense and flowers. It's also about very practical things. And, you know, that's all very much part of Chinese culture. So I did that, first of all. So that was a key moment, I guess, in terms of letting my dad know while he was still alive that we would continue this tradition. And I remember even going on the ferry to Chengdao, he put his arm over my ex's shoulder, and I heard him, I overheard him say, "Take care of my son." Aww. It's a very beautiful thing to say. And London is a kind of utopian world, apart from when crazy people knife others the other day on Leytonstone. Other than moments like that, generally, London at the moment, this moment in time, is a kind of utopia, I think, and an example to the rest of the world about not the government that we have, but, you know, and the bombing of Syria and so on, but in terms of the diversity of the world, coexisting, rubbing shoulders side by side, getting on the tube, and there's every race, every sexuality, and it's wonderfully creative. And so for me at the moment, London is a kind of utopia. You know, a sort of a gilded utopia, but it's somewhere and that's why, as I say, back to the discussion with my mother, for me to give that up to go to Hong Kong, it really, because the arts plays a huge, without having children, you know, all my sort of paternal instincts have gone to supporting other artists. When I ran this theatre company for 13 years, and, you know, as a director, you are in a kind of, you know, not in a patronising, but in a paternalistic role, you know, especially with a lot of actors. I mean, fortunately, the best actors are very mature, very, you know, but there are certain actors who are quite fragile, and you do have to be to help them feel safe and secure and do the best possible work that they can, be the best possible actor they can be. You have to be like a good parent. So I've done all that through my nephews and nieces, through the arts, and I feel that continued calling, because also, apart from the racism is one aspect of other, you know, I mean, I used to be a very religious person. Because of racism, I became a Christian at school. Because of Christianity, I became very politicized while I was at university. I'm no longer religious. I'm a spiritual person. I'm more interested in East Asian religions than anything else, Buddhism, Taoism, those kind of ideas, Shintoism, Korean shamanism, those kinds of ideas. But a more sort of organic, connected to nature kind of philosophy. But So I'm spiritual, but I hope for more people, you know, what is our purpose in life? While we're here, other than to have a good time and to enjoy, but, you know, what greater thing can there be but to try and create heaven on earth? Because most people on this earth are currently living in hell. If you look at statistics and the developing world and how many people are starving or, you know, there's warfare or there's disease, you know, preventable disease, you know, and climate change, all these kinds of big issues that affect humanity. What else is there of value other than human kindness to the people that you love, your family, your friends, as well as wide as you can be, whatever you can physically do, you know, or emotionally do, and then whatever you can do in terms of affecting and changing lack of education, helping societies to evolve. So that's my calling. That's why I'm here. And I happen to be uniquely British and Chinese. So I want to use that to whatever advantage I can in terms of enabling East-West communication and dialogue, and making people less afraid of each other. More accepting, more loving, more compassionate, all those things. And, you know, if that's the... You know, some people, they leave their mark through their children. If my Yunfan, which is Chinese idea of fate, if my Yunfan is that I don't have kids, is that I stay single all my life, you know, with intimate, passionate lovers and friends who come in and out of my life and so on. I mean, I'll always need love, I'll always need passion, I'll always need sensuality. You know, that's a very important part of my life. But if my Yunfan is that I'm single, I accept it, I embrace it.